We are meant to be in the light. A friend I was recently with shared something I thought was quite profound. She said, "We are meant to be in the light." Her words alluded to the battle they had been going through as she and her husband recounted the amazing, miraculous events they'd walked through in the last few years. Her husband had been healed of a serious cancer that was generally fatal, and yet here he was today looking healthy and strong. Only God can take us from the darkness of suffering and bring us into his glorious light. Any of us who have experienced blackouts or load shedding know the frustration that comes from being robbed of light. One minute we're active, busy with work, meal prep, or TV, and then plunged into darkness. For some, it's all-consuming as they struggle to find candles or flashlights to spark some meager light into the caverns of their lives. The same can happen to us when we find ourselves stumbling around in the uncertainty, doubt, and fear that crashes over us when difficulties come. Lost job, lost child, lost health, and the sparkle in our lives fades to shadows and sometimes darkness. Studies show that darkness can affect us in profound ways. As one researcher noted, we're more likely to lie and cheat, make mistakes at work, even see things that we don't normally see. Darkness is like a mirror. It shows you what you don't want to see. To study the effects of darkness, scientists have looked at the effects of light. Light activates the brain, which starts waking the body. If light isn't waking us, our internal clocks get out of sync, which disrupts other bodily rhythms. Workers or students in areas of continued darkness are at risk of making costly errors, and for some, they're more prone to unethical behavior as well. Lack of energy, hopelessness, depression, or even dementia are possibilities when exposure to light is significantly reduced. For others, it impacts their physical health, exacerbating diabetes, tuberculosis, weakening bones, and making them more prone to certain types of cancers. Exposure to light, on the other hand, lowers blood pressure, offsets obesity and autoimmune disorders such as multiple sclerosis, and can even reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke because of its impact on the skin and blood. One researcher declared that humans need light and interaction to sustain. Without light, we lose our sense of time, and without interaction, we become consumed with loneliness and boredom. Darkness throws us into a tailspin and should theoretically drive us toward the light. Unfortunately, many don't realize they're walking in the darkness, for it is either too gradual to notice or a definite plunge into darkness that has robbed them of a sense of self and sensibility. How do we remain in the light in those times of trouble or sorrow? And how do we find the light when we've lost our way? As God created us as creatures of light, he started the world with light. In the first verses of Genesis, we read, "Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness, and he didn't stop there. On the fourth day of creation, God made two lights to appear in the sky to separate the day and the night. And they marked the seasons, days, and years, but he also made the stars to light the night sky, and he set them to govern the day and the night." Continually throughout the scripture, we witness the presence of God lighting the way for those who are scared. And we want to be those people that are walking in the light. During the plague of darkness, God sent as a warning to the Egyptians, the darkness was so absolute the people couldn't see each other and no one moved. But there was light as usual where the people of Israel lived. God's people did not suffer this plague of darkness. They were able to live and move and walk in the light. When they escaped their Egyptian oppressors and were fleeing the wilderness, God's light went before them, and he guided them during the day with a pillar of cloud, and he provided light at night with a pillar of fire. And this allowed them to travel by day or by night. And when he commanded them to build a tabernacle, he instructed them to have lamps burning continually as a perpetual expression of his light. As the psalmist declares, "You light a lamp for me. The Lord my God lights up my darkness." And he is dressed in a robe of light, we're told in Psalm 104, and thus is never overwhelmed by darkness, for darkness and light are the same to him. The Lord often speaks of the power of light that he brings to us. Even suffering Job recognizes this, saying that God brings light to the deepest gloom, and he rescues us from the grave so we may enjoy the light of life. And we'll succeed in whatever we choose to do, and the light will shine on the road ahead of us, Job continues. And because God disturbs the wicked and stops their arm that's raised in violence, because he is the light. So confident is David in God's light that he declares, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid?" For he trusts that God is his fountain of life, the light by which we see. And when we're confused or uncertain, God will send out his light and his truth to be our guide, to lead us. And God personified his light. So it wasn't just a flash of brilliance, but a perpetual brightness to shine around and within us always. And he says in 2 Samuel, "The rock of Israel said to me, 'The one who rules righteously, who rules in the fear of God, is like the light of morning at sunrise, like a morning without clouds, like the gleaming of the sun on new grass after rain.'" And then Jesus announces, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light of life." He illustrated this clearly in the life of Peter when he was in prison for preaching the word. Chained between two soldiers in the darkness of night, the day before his execution, a bright light appeared in his cell and an angel appeared to free him and bring about his deliverance. Similarly, Paul was traveling on the road to Damascus with two soldiers beside him when a bright light cast him to the ground and Jesus spoke to Paul's spiritual darkness, bringing about his eternal deliverance. In both of their cases, God rescued them from death and kept their feet from slipping so they could walk in the life-giving light of God's presence. And thus renewed and redeemed, God calls us all from a place of darkness to a place of light. And we now have this light shining in our hearts and are to live as people of light, for this light within us produces only what is good and right and true. And as such, we are to ensure that our light shines in the darkness of this world, and we willingly feed the hungry and help those in trouble, as it says in Isaiah, and act as a beacon of light for those who are still walking in darkness, Isaiah continues. For the enemy is out there bringing spiritual pollution to our land and blinding the minds of those who don't believe, and they are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of light. Satan disguises himself as an angel of light, we're told, pretending to bring brilliance while he himself is cloaked in darkness, convincing people that night is day and claiming darkness is light. The prophet Isaiah cautions those people, saying, "Watch out, you who live in your own light and warm yourselves by your own fires. This is your reward. You will fall down in great torment." How many times have we seen those walking around who believe themselves wise in their own eyes, and yet they fail to see the light God is offering them? That's why Jesus warns us, "Walk in the light while you can, so the darkness will not overtake you." Those who walk in the darkness cannot see where they are going. Put your trust in the light while there is still time, and then you will become children of the light. And we can take heart, for the Lord's light penetrates the human spirit, exposing every hidden motive. And when we're veering off the path of light, God will shine ever brighter to lead us back to the light. As Jesus says, if we are filled with light with no dark corners, then our whole life will be radiant as though a floodlight were filling you with light. And his unfailing love will be the light that shines within and around us forever. Let us therefore, beloved, walk in his light, live in his brilliance, bask in his goodness, and rest in his glory. For by his light, we will also see light. God bless you, beloved. God bless you.